Charlotte's most recently elected mayors have had quite the trajectory to the governor's mansion, U.S. cabinet, and federal prison. Total, the city has gone through 5 mayors in as many years. Now this year, 8 new candidates are vying for the office, with primary elections coming up next month. Today and tomorrow, we'll provide an overview of the races. Today, it's the Democratic candidates, a field of 6, including the current appointed mayor, 2 sitting city councilmen, and a former county commission chair with an aggressive campaign and a large fundraising head start. WFAE's Ben Bradford has more.
There are 6 candidates registered, but let's focus on the 4 contenders with serious campaign presences and fundraising. We'll start with the city councilman. Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes has served longest, 10 years. He's considered one of the council's most conservative Democrats.
I consider myself a moderate, but ultimately, I don't really care what people think of the label, you know, how they want to label me. That's their business. I just do what I think is right for the city.
Barnes voted against the city's most recent budget. He favored more cuts instead of a property tax increase to help fill a deficit. Candidate 2 was on the other side of that vote. David Howard has spent his 3 terms on the left of the city council.
I went to West Charlotte, for anybody listening, and to UNC Charlotte. I'd be the first 49 ever elected mayor in Charlotte. Go figure that. It's never happened.
Both Howard and Barnes have expressed upset about the run of our 3rd candidate, current mayor Dan Clodfelter. He spent 15 years as a state senator representing Mecklenburg County until the city council appointed him after the arrest and resignation of Mayor Patrick Cannon. But that came with a condition, Barnes says.
There's been this gentleman's agreement, gentlepersons agreement, that people won't run. And Dan committed to that and then subsequently changed his mind. And so that's been quite disappointing for me, but that's the nature of politics.
I discovered that I liked the job. I discovered that actually I think I was pretty good at the job.
Mayor Clodfelter's response.
And sort of felt like there were some things I just didn't want to walk away from and leave undone.
Clodfelter rarely takes formal positions, but the council often taps his legislative knowledge, particularly for insight into state lawmakers' actions. That includes cuts to local revenue. Clodfelter thinks the relationship with Raleigh requires renegotiating.
Look, the state has changed. We've got major urban centers that we didn't have in the 1930s now. And one of the things we need to say is let's give us a little more flexibility, give us a little more autonomy.
Meaning more city taxing and spending authority. Councilman David Howard has a different take.
What I've heard from them is that they want us to rely on tools they've given us already. Whether we like it or not, we can raise property taxes. Whether or not we like it, we have control over fees. We have the ability to do special assessment districts. I mean, there are things that we can do now that we've not done.
All of the candidates agree the next mayor needs to work to build bridges with state lawmakers.
We are interdependent.
This is our 4th candidate.
And I think a lot of that is about communicating that and helping everyone understand that it is a common goal for us to move our state forward as well as our city.
Jennifer Roberts chaired the Mecklenburg County Board of Commissioners for 5 years, until 2012. She ran for U.S. Congress, losing to Representative Robert Pittenger. The experience shows in her mayoral campaign, which includes pollsters, a research firm, and consultants.
It is evident that I'm the only woman in the race. And as a wife and mother, I understand from a unique perspective what our working families are facing in Charlotte.
Roberts leads in fundraising with over $300,000 over more than a year of campaigning. Clodfelter ranks 2nd with about $180,000 after starting later last year. He, too, has invested heavily in consultants and pollsters. Councilman Howard didn't begin fundraising until this year, but has pulled in the most since, $160,000 through June, while spending little. Councilman Barnes trails with about $50,000 total. During the campaign, look for candidates to discuss Charlotte's budget, influence from state lawmakers, the Randall Carrick trial, economic incentives, but perhaps most of all, the new streetcar and its planned $150 million extension. 3 candidates support it.
It's more than transportation. It is an economic development tool.
A good thing for the economy. A good thing when it comes to operations.
It fosters development at the storefront, at the pedestrian level, all along the whole route.
Roberts, Howard, and Clodfelter. Barnes says he supports the light rail, but he thinks the streetcar is irresponsible.
The Blue Line has at least 5 funding sources, the state contribution, the local sales tax contribution.
Plus federal funding, transportation tax, and fares.
Up to this point, the streetcar has had 2 funding sources, the taxes from the city and a federal grant.
Whoever's ultimately elected will have a say, but not a vote. Charlotte has what's called a weak mayor form of government. The office has few formal powers. Howard says it's not about that.
In years past, we've had very powerful mayors that went on to be Secretary of Transportation, Governor, because they actually knew how to use the power of mayor, which is not about a vote.
The candidates have several steps before they can wield that power. The primary election takes place September 15th, followed by a runoff if none receives more than 40% of the vote. Then, the general election against the Republican candidate. We'll have a look at that primary race tomorrow. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.